Hey, is this Rocky?
This is Roger.
Oh, Roger, I'm sorry. This is Larry Goins, and I was calling you back. I think maybe you talked to Candace the other day about the postcard you got in the mail about selling the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you still have that house over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it.
I'm looking it up right now. I know the area pretty well. I think it was actually the one next door.
It could have been the little two-story house. I remember they sold it.
That was it. So is this a rental house for you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Do you have a tenant in there now?
No, not right at the moment. I don't.
Oh, okay. So it's vacant. Now, you said it was Roger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My name is Larry. Let's see here. Can you tell me a little bit about the house?
That's two bedrooms, one bath. Big rooms, of course, you know, more mill houses, a lot of them had the big rooms in them.
It's only two bedrooms?
Like yes, two bedrooms.
Okay.
But they're big enough where you can make two small ones, you know what I mean? You can put a wall down the middle. It's like a 14 by 14 bedrooms.
Right.
You know, so you could split it if you wanted to.
Sure.
But I just never done that.
Sure, sure.
Got a little laundry room and all. That's about it, really. Or living room and two bedrooms, a kitchen, laundry room, and a bathroom. I mean, it's a good-sized bathroom, walk-in closet, and the bathroom and all.
Okay. Yeah, mine was 207, the two-story on the other side.
Okay.
I remember now. Okay. Let's see here. All right, so have you thought about how much you want to get for it?
No, not really. Like I said, I hadn't even thought about selling it until I got that thing in the mail. That's like I told her. I said, I've bought a repair business, and my time is right here, to be honest with you.
I heard that.
I need to go down there and, you know, I need to do a little. The reason I ain't rent that house out yet, I need to do a little painting in it. Of course, you know how that is. Anytime anybody moves out, you need to go in there and do some stuff.
I do.
And I just haven't had time to do it.
I'm pulling up on the street. I'm pulling up from the county records to see what other houses have sold for. Okay, here's one on Chestnut, the other street. It's sold. It's a three-bedroom, 1,684 square feet, three-bedroom, one bath. It sold for $1,850. Here's one right here sold. It's a four-bedroom, two bath, 2,000 square feet. It sold for $30,000. Here's a four-bedroom, one bath, 1,678 square feet. It sold for $11,000. Let's see here. Oh, these other ones are lots. I was wondering, I didn't think anybody was going to sell a house for $1,800 or $2,000. But,
it
looks like they're going
I'd take a bunch of them for that.
I heard that. It looks like they're going in the low to mid-teens, upper teens, something like that, maybe 20, something like that. I mean, this four-bedroom, two-bath, it's a two-story, 2,000 square foot. It sold for $30,000. Now, let me look at the picture.
Yeah.
There's 15 pictures of this one. Let me see here. It's got a wraparound porch. It's got a fireplace, hardwood floors, been painted, looks like. Kitchen looks in good shape. And it's sold for $30,000, but now remember, it's a four-bedroom.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Did you have an idea? I mean, I don't really determine what I can pay. The market kind of determines that based on what other houses have sold for. Do you have an idea of what you need to get out of it for an all-cash sale?
No, I sure don't. I was going to try to do some thinking on it over the weekend, and I didn't get time. But,
well,
I mean, I can do some figuring on it or something, you know.
Here's a four-bedroom that sold for $18,000. Let's see. It needs a little bit of work. It needs some floor covering in the kitchen, and it needs paint. It needs paint. You know, I'm probably going to be somewhere in the mid-teens, something like that. If you think you might be able to do maybe around 15, I could send you out the paperwork and we could get a closing set up and you could have your money in less than 30 days.
I mean, let me think on it.
All right.
You know, You can call me back in a couple of days or something. Just let me think on it a little bit and see. I've owned that house for, going on 20 years, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, so
I believe I bought that house in 1999, I think, is when I bought that house.
Really?
Or 98, I can't remember. It's been right at 20 years.
Well, you've probably rented it out enough. You've paid for it two or three times.
I've kept it rented. I mean, you know, renting wasn't the trouble, you know.
What do you get on rent when you rent it out?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was getting 450. I was a little cheap, just try to keep them in there longer.
Right.
You know, and I didn't have no trouble at all running out of 450. So.
That's good.
And I got another one about, you know, about two blocks over, you know, and I'm getting 450 out of it, too.
Where's the other one at?
Two blocks over.
Oh, okay. Are you wanting to sell it, too?
Nah, well, right now, you know, there's a guy in there, and he's sort of keeping up the maintenance on it for me and stuff like that, so I ain't having to do nothing.
I hear you. I hear you.
Really, right now, I'd sort of like to hold on to that one because...
I don't blame you, as long as it's not costing you anything.
Yeah, it ain't cost me nothing, and I get money every month, you know, so...
There you go. You can't beat that.
No.
But, you know, yeah. I tell you what, I've already got one that I'm sending out paperwork on this morning. And I only got so much money to work with. If you want me to, I can go ahead. I can like FedEx you the paperwork and you can look it over. And then we'll put little sticky notes and stuff like that everywhere to sign. And we use a local closing attorney where you can just go sign all the papers. And whatever I offer you is going to be net to you. In other words, I'll pay all the closing costs and everything, right?
Yeah.
And I'll pay all the closing costs. It's going to be net to you, minus, of course, they prorate stuff like taxes and all that. It'll be net to you, and I'll send you a return FedEx envelope, and then we'll set up a closing, and all you got to do is run by there and sign the papers and pick up your check from the attorney. You want me to go ahead and send out the paperwork to you?
Yeah, if you want to.
All right. Now, what did you tell me? You said you're in the car business now?
Yeah. Well, I work on cars. I opened up a repair shop.
Oh, good for you, man.
I've worked for a dealer for years, and then I just left from there and coming this. I've been over here 3 years.
Oh, good for you, man. A lot of people need that kind of work done, especially, man, the dealers charge so much money.
Yeah, and, you know, but the biggest problem I got is getting some employees, which you can't get. And
good help is hard to find. It really
it is. So, that's you know, I'm sort of having a – not fool with my rental stuff. You know, I mean, I've got some up here in North Carolina sitting there that I need to go in there, and I got one up here that needs a floor covering and paint.
So, Roger,
like
when you see how this transaction goes and you see how smooth it goes and then you go pick up your check, then you just let me know about any other properties you want to sell.
Okay.
Do it just as smooth.
Okay.
Is the property name in the name of Roger?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. That sounds good. And this, I guess, is the best number to reach you. This is your mobile number, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's my cell number here. But this button. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail.
All right.
Because the phone has to lay in here in the office while I'm out there working, but I just happen to be sitting here at the desk and you call.
I hear you.
If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you right back or shoot me a text, either one of them.
All right. That sounds good. I appreciate that. I'll send it out. It'll be paperwork from Neighborhood Housing Group. That's the name of our organization. And what we try to do is we try to go in and fix up properties and then help like first time home buyers get into them and they'll fix it up some. And then they'll probably put some money down and then we'll finance it for them and help them become a homeowner.
Yeah. Where are y'all from?
We're out of Lake Wylie, South Carolina, near Shaw.
Okay.
Near Rockville.
Yeah. That ain't too far.
Yeah.
That's good,
man.
Yeah, just shoot on that stuff out then.
All right, I'll get it out to you. There'll be a return FedEx envelope. As soon as I get it back, we'll start moving forward. We'll send somebody out to take a look at the property and stuff and take some pictures and make sure everything's like we talked about. And then we'll move forward toward the closing. You'll be able to pick up your money in 30 days or less.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What dealership did you work for?
Yeah, I worked for Chevrolet, dealer.
Oh, okay. I used to work for Everett Chevrolet up in Hickory. You remember them?
Oh, did you? Yeah. I work at Carter's down here in Shelby.
Oh, okay. That's good. I used to work in the parts department of the Everett Chevrolet.
Oh, okay.
I also worked at Paramount Motors in Hickory as well. I grew up in Hildebrand, Hickory area.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to get a lot of stuff from up there, you know, the parts in Hickory.
Yeah.
But Chevrolet did it up there. We used to get a lot from. Yeah.
That's good. Well, man, I'm looking forward to working with you, and I appreciate your time today, and we'll get this paperwork out to you today or tomorrow, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.